St. Peter de Beauvoir, 14th of November 2021. We've just read Mark 13, verses 1 to 8. O worship the King, all glorious above. O gratefully sing his power and his love, our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendour and girded with praise. The very first words that we uttered today in our morning service together. O worship the King. And I'm pretty sure most of us here know who the King is. In our passage today, the disciples call Jesus teacher. Yet in his response to their question, he says, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. If we had read on to verse 9, Jesus says to his disciples and followers there, you will stand before governors and kings to witness to me, and you will be flogged for doing so. Jesus knew that what he proclaimed and what his followers were buying into was political dynamite. Remember how his birth family became refugees in Egypt because Herod was fearful that a newborn king would threaten his position and authority? But Jesus wasn't interested in earthly positional power or democratic or even despotic authority. His opening words at the beginning of his ministry were, "The kingdom of heaven is near. It is among you." Jesus was fully aware that he was a king and that he was ushering in the kingdom of heaven on earth. He needed no earthly acclaim or domain. He was, is, and always will be the king of heaven and earth. His kingdom will have no end. Whilst other kingdoms rise up against each other, his kingdom knows no disunity and no end. Just as the Roman Empire would one day make way for the Seleucid Empire, the Mongol, the Russian, the Germanic, Spanish, and British empires that would all follow and all fade. Only the kingdom of heaven knows no aging process, for it is beyond time and it is at the same time within time. When Jesus the Messiah stands at the start of his ministry and declares that the kingdom of God has arrived, he declares before the universe that creation is being restored and would be, by his own life laid down, redeemed. The fall of humanity and the fracturing of creation was no longer in endless turmoil. Hope was being restored and one day would be fulfilled. We live in the in-between times. Remember when Jesus rose from the dead, the earthquakes, the dead rising, the sun going dark for 3 hours? All this was later described by Paul as creation groaning with the pangs of new birth. Jesus is no ordinary king. And it doesn't stop with his resurrection. Just 40 days later, Jesus would ascend into the heavenly realms to sit at God's right hand forevermore. Did the incarnate Jesus know he was a king? Well, he knew he had a kingdom. In John 18, verse 36, he says, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Did the Jewish people believe him to be a king? Well, if they knew their scriptures, they would know what the prophet Daniel had said. "I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations and languages should serve him." And the book of Revelation, while we're at it, recognises that Jesus will be king till the end of time and beyond. In chapter 19... Jesus is clothed in a robe dripped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus is an extraordinary king. But what does all this mean for us today? Well, for a start, the Church of England will next week celebrate the feast of Christ the King. So Jesus is the king as far as the church is concerned. Is he king as far as you are concerned? Let me take you back a moment to the start of Jesus' ministry, when he is on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, calling Peter and Andrew to leave their fishing nets and follow him. They knew the score. Unless a rabbi collected 10 followers, no one took them seriously, and they couldn't speak in the synagogue. They followed him. They gave up their lives to follow Jesus, and within days, hundreds were being mesmerized by his teaching. Ever wonder why? Well, because he taught like no other. He was unlike all the rest, for he was from elsewhere. He was from the heavenly realms. It was not long before those first disciples were rewarded for their decision to follow him. When they saw his power and authority over the things of this world, magnifying food to feed thousands, healing the sick, restoring sight to the blind, this Jesus needed no earthly positional power. He needed no democratic or despotic authority. He could still the storm. He could walk on water. He could curse a tree and watch it shrivel and die. And just as easily, create a tree that stands on both sides of the river, its leaves for the healing of the nations. Yes, Jesus is King of heaven and earth. Yes, he is Lord over heaven and earth. We will sing of that in our final hymn this morning. For only King Jesus can point us through the shadows of death to eternal life. It is as he holds his cross before our fading eyes that the brightness of heaven eclipses the vain shadows of earth. It is a victory song because King Jesus has vanquished death itself. He's beaten down every last barrier. He has refuted the evil one who no longer has authority. Not only have kingdoms come and gone, but death, sin, failure, the works of the evil one were beaten that day on Calvary as Jesus breathed his last upon the cross. Jesus is the ultimate servant king. Today he said to the thief, "This day you will be with me in paradise," because death is defeated. Heaven's morning breaks as earth's vain and powerless shadows flee. What does all this mean for us today? Well, it means everything. Everything depends on whether you have accepted Jesus as King of your life. The disciples began by following a rabbi on the beach. They would later see this heavenly King raised from the dead, defeating death forever, ascending into heaven from whence he came. What does it mean for us today that Jesus is King? We heard a story at our staff meeting this last Tuesday of a man in the States who had come to faith the same day as 14 other members of his family. All because his brother had a dream where he heard a voice saying, "Follow your brother this morning." Thinking his brother may be suicidal, he followed him all the way to church where his brother had been sneaking in for a couple of weeks. That morning, as the preacher spoke on Ezekiel 37, both men became Christians. And that night, 13 of their family, amazed by what they testified, went and heard the same sermon repeated, and they too became Christians. Well, the original man, a week later, was visiting his sick grandpa. On hearing his conversion, the grandfather invited him to study the Bible with him, which they did regularly for the next 8 months before the old man died. At his funeral, they learnt that 20 years earlier, this elderly grandfather had led a drunk man to meet Jesus and to come to faith. That drunk man turned out to be the pastor preaching almost 20 years later on Ezekiel 37. Nobody seeks to bring someone to faith in the hope that decades later they may bring their children to faith. But hey, in the kingdom of God, where the king loves his creation so much he died for it, anything is possible. He rules. He is sovereign. What does it mean for us today that Jesus is king? Well, let me ask you the same question. What does it mean for you today that Jesus is king of your heart, of your daily decisions, of your wallet, of your time, of your family, of your friends, of creation, of heaven and earth, of all time? What does it mean for you? Amen. Let me pray for you as I finish. Lord Jesus, I have so enjoyed my time with St. Peter de Beauvoir through this vacancy. I pray that for every member of this church, you would be king of their heart. They would look to you, they would bow before you, they would worship you, they would turn their lives over to you. Lord Jesus, you are king of a kingdom which turns everything upside down, where the poor are rich and the weak are strong. Come, Lord Jesus, and turn our lives upside down that we might follow you, our rabbi and our king, till the end of our days. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.